Rally the Valley. Rally the Valley.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, I have been, I am fully on the bandwagon of the Phoenix Suns, as is most of the Valley right now. Joining us now is Doug Franz. He is with the Doug and Wolf Show. All right, so Doug, let's talk about these Phoenix Suns. What do you make of the sweep?
Never saw that coming. That's a level of domination in basketball that just is not normal.
Even with the injuries that the Nuggets had, they still, to lose all four games, and last night was the closest of the four. The other ones were not even close in the middle of the third quarter.
To me, it's more, I get the injuries, but they're still the number three seed in the West, and Jamal Murray's been gone for a long time. So people that want to talk about how it would have been different with Jamal Murray, well, you know, it's if Jamal Murray gets hurt game one, that's a major topic. He didn't get hurt game one. You still made it to the three seed. You still made it past the first round. So now using the Jamal Murray thing as an excuse. Why didn't you play hard for three games? This team, the Nuggets, didn't start playing hard until Jokic got ejected.
Right. And then they were a different team.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's on them.
But look at the maturity of the Phoenix Suns to fight. They were it was a hostile crowd, except there were a lot of Suns fans there, but a hostile crowd, hostile environment. Jokic gets ejected from the game. The Nuggets get really start playing much better, and yet the Suns never lost that lead.
No.
And it was down to two, but they never
lost. That's the magic of Chris Paul. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. This is going to shock you. Wednesday is the 7-month anniversary of the trade. He's only been a Sun for 7 months, and look at what he's done. This has everything to do with Chris Paul.
One of the coolest things I saw post-game, a couple of things. First of all, was Chris Paul acknowledging all of the Suns fans in the arena. It was a very cool picture. But hearing Monty Williams talk about his relationship with Chris Paul, and are those the two key pieces of what switched this thing around?
I mean, yes, 100% yes, but there's still always going to be the buildup. Devin Booker got hurt a long time ago with a right wrist injury, and he basically retaught himself how to play the game left-handed. Didn't sit around waiting for his wrist to get healthy. This was years ago, but that's made him much more unguarded. The bringing in of Monty Williams signaled to the rest of the league, we're finally taking this seriously. We're not getting a young head coach that you don't have to pay very much money to that has no authority in the room. We're getting an established person who isn't going anywhere. Monty Williams is the first head coach in Devin Booker's pro career that was his head coach for two straight years, beginning of the season to the end. And Devin Booker was a 2015 draft pick. So it's the stability that's been brought. But Chris Paul brought a competitiveness and an attitude that you just can't recreate. And then you throw in it Jay Crowder, who's absolutely fearless. And this is now officially a championship caliber team. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but they are good enough to be a champion.
Will they be favored against either team in the next round, or was it because the Clippers are the lower seed? They were not the favorite against the Lakers, but will they be favored in the next round?
I think they will against the Jazz. I don't think they will against the Clippers. And that has to do with just Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are really, really good. But the Jazz are a better team. The Clippers have better players, but the Jazz are a better team. And I think team ball matters, and the Suns have shown that.
They sure have. And again, I'm a very casual basketball fan, but watching the way they play together and play for each other is so encouraging to see. They seem like they're not sharing the ball because they have to. They're looking to get each other involved. And when someone's having an off night or an off quarter, there's other people that are picking up the slack and vice versa. It's great to watch.
There's a magic connection between their stars and everybody else. You know, and that's when you know how good you can be, because Chris Paul has no problem giving the ball to anybody to score. And Devin Booker recognizes when other people are hot. And yet you still have the coach. Like, I think everybody should love the player campaign. But sometimes campaign gets too excited and and he drives too often and he doesn't create for other people, because that's what he's used to, of being the main guy off the bench. And now that he's getting more playing time, it's like, wait a minute, Cam, do you realize Devin Booker didn't even touch the ball in this possession? But the person that's saying that is Monty Williams. Devin Booker's not jumping up and down whining, where's the ball, where's the ball? I should get the ball. You shouldn't be allowed to shoot. He lets the coach take care of it like it should happen.
And it looks like when you watch Chris Paul on the floor, when things start to get a little tighter in the game, his enthusiasm, but also his leadership, kind of gets all those young players involved, and they all believe. You looked at their faces; they never looked like they were losing confidence.
The big compliment, and this is going to sound out of nowhere, is to a lot of the parents of those players and the coaching staff for creating an environment of being coachable. Because there's been a lot of places where Chris Paul has been not a failure, but hasn't been as good. And the truth is, it's not his fault. It's guys didn't want to hear it. Who are you to tell me that I need to do that? Why should I care what you think? I need to get my points so I can get what I want and contract time. The Suns have about 7, 8, 9 guys who do nothing but listen to Chris Paul and Monty Williams. They're so coachable, they're so lacking in ego, that's why they have a chance to win a championship.
And there's a unique combination in professional athletes, and I know you're more familiar than I am. The great ones seem to have the combination of humility, where they're coachable, but the confidence to know that when the ball is in their hand, they have the complete confidence in getting the job done. That's unique. Usually there's a lot of ego involved, or you get one or the other, but there's a unique quality in them, like you said, that they're both. They are confident, supremely confident, but coachable.
And you have to ask the question, why wouldn't you be? I mean, are you really that arrogant to think you know everything, that somebody couldn't help your game? And a great example is there's a player on the Nuggets named Michael Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They lost in the playoffs last year, and he was asked why, and he said, because I didn't get the ball enough. Oh.
Yeah.
So this year, Jamal Murray's hurt. Michael Porter Jr., it could have been all about you, and he did everything he could to make it about him. But there's one thing. He's just a gunner. He's not a good basketball player. He's a good shooter at times, but he only cares about his own shot. That brings everybody down.
From your perspective of being in the sports broadcasting business, the Suns were picked by everyone to lose in the first round, the vast majority in the second round. But it seems like with every one of these games and in every one of these series, now they've won 6 straight playoff games. Was it 6?
7.
7 straight.
Yeah.
That they are starting to get the national respect. Barkley last night was saying that Chris Paul should have been the MVP. Do you think they're finally starting to get national respect?
Kyrie Irving, a player for the Nets, got hurt yesterday. And I don't root for injuries, but mm-hmm. once he went down, I think it made the Suns the best team in basketball right now. I think the Nets, when healthy, are. But I think the Suns are now the best team in the NBA.
What's their weak spot? What's their weak point?
Backcourt defense. Chris Paul and Devin Booker aren't great defenders, and Utah is the type of team that can expose that. So playing Utah will be tough because they've got great three-point shooters. The Clippers have better individual players, but the Clippers wouldn't have home court advantage. So if the Suns play the Clippers, you get game one in Phoenix. If the Suns play the Jazz, game one is in Salt Lake City.
The Jazz are pretty known for that in their organization, though, right? They've always been a fundamentally good team.
Very true.
All the way back. I mean, and so I think that's kind of their reputation. But the Suns seem so much more athletic than the Denver Nuggets. I mean, just from a casual observer standpoint, they just look like they ran around and over the Denver Nuggets. Can they do that to either one of the next two teams?
No, the Clippers are great athletes, and the Jazz, if There's a term called Y-ball, meaning you go to the YMCA and you play pickup basketball.
Right.
And when you're young, like 17, 18, you get lined up against these upper 30, 40-year-old guys that you think can't play, and they've got knee pads and bandanas, and they shoot you right out of the gym. That's Utah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the problem, is they don't look athletic at all, and suddenly you're down by 15 and you don't even know it.
As always, I appreciate the time. It's great to talk with someone who knows the game. I'm just such a casual fan, but I appreciate the time.
Oh, no problem. Go Suns.